There's a scripture in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, that says that a man who has friends must himself be friendly. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. In other words, what the Bible is telling us there, that if you want to have friends, you yourself must show yourself to be friendly. My name is Jesse Mwai, and allow me just to challenge you for the next few moments on what I have entitled, How to Win Friends, How to Make Friends. Every one of us, we desire to be in good, solid relationships. We desire to have good friends. See, it's one thing to have a huge social circle, but most of our social circle normally will include acquaintances and maybe colleagues at work. But we all desire to have those few people. They may not be many, it may even just be one, two, or three, but somebody who you can truly say, this is my friend, because we are social beings. That's how God created us. We are created in God's image. And God himself exists in a community, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But a lot of times we expect people to come to us. We expect people to be friendly to us. We expect people maybe to show interest in us. But the Bible is very clear that if you want to win friends, you must show yourself to be friendly. Are you hospitable? Are you kind? How do you present yourself to people? Is there a smile on your face? In fact, the other day I learned something from somebody else. The power of a smile. That sometimes even just smiling at a stranger, just along the as you're walking along, sometimes that can actually make somebody's day. And I have learned, and I think you must have also learned the same thing, that if you want friends, you must show yourself. You must demonstrate yourself to be friendly. You must reach out to people. You must learn to talk to people. You must learn to use kind words. You must learn to use kind gestures. You must learn to be loyal to people, not a backstabber. You must be trustworthy. Can people trust you with a secret? Can people trust you with a story? Can they trust you with their life? You must learn to be faithful, because faithfulness is an ingredient of what true friendship is all about. That is how you show yourself to be a true friend. Now, I know this may be very, very basic, but you'll be shocked at how many people, though they are surrounded by so many people, they are still so lonely, and they long just for one person to be their friend. They just long just for one person to be closer than all the other people who are around them. How do you do that? You must also show yourself to be faithful. And then that same scripture also says, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And of course, pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ. That above it all, even when all friendships in this earth fail, even sometimes when we are betrayed by people who we never thought would actually betray us, there is still one friend that still sticks closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the friend of a wounded heart. So I also want to encourage somebody maybe who recently you have been hurt, you have been wounded, maybe a friendship died, maybe people backstabbed you, somebody you never imagined maybe walked out on you. I want to remind you that there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you want to be a good friend, be the friend to somebody else, the kind of friend that you would desire that person to be to you. Don't just be in a friendship where you expect only to receive, but be that friend, be that one person. The thing that you expect from the other person, be that friend. May the Lord bless you. Please go ahead and share this with somebody else, as many as you can, and may the Lord bless you.